2 Minute Stories. We've reached chapter 10, the penultimate chapter of The Only Child Story. And here, a lot of what Hadley has been experiencing as part of the story is starting to come together. Her friendship, or lack thereof, with Sophia, her relationship with her parents with regard to what she's going through and having to hide from it and feel shameful about it, and having all those things come together at a simple play date between two friends. So let's figure out what happens in this next to last chapter of our story. This is chapter 10 of The Only Child. Miss Stella, Hadley's second grade teacher, brought Hadley and Sophia together at the beginning of the school day. "Good morning, girls. I've heard about what's happened with the green scarf. Now, Sophia, should you have taken that scarf from Hadley without asking?" "No," said Sophia, hanging her head. "And Hadley, should you have swiped the scarf from Sophia without having a discussion first?" "No," said Hadley, embarrassed. "Now, I know you girls love playing with one another. Think we can get back to that?" The girls nodded. "Now apologize and give each other a hug." Hadley and Sophia did as they were told and returned to the innocence. of second grade. After school, Sophia came over for a playdate, their scarf thefts a distant memory. With Hadley's room a mess, Sophia was finally able to ask what she'd been waiting all day for. "Hadley, do you think you could clean up real fast again?" she asked excitedly. Hadley smirked cautiously. "I don't know. I feel like I might get in trouble if I'm doing it in front of you." "Come on," said Sophia. "No way your parents are going to yell at you while I'm here." Sophia was right, Hadley thought, and Sophia already knew about what she could do, and she loved performing in front of Sophia. "Okay, I'll do it," said Hadley. "Yes," replied Sophia, who suddenly sprinted down the hall, inviting Rachel and Owen into Sophia's room. "Hadley has something to show you," said Sophia to Hadley's parents. "What's up, Hads?" asked Rachel innocently. "My goodness, this room is a mess. You girls are crazy." Sophia gave Hadley a reassuring nod, and within moments, a green blur blazed across the room, putting everything back in its place. Hadley then came to a halt next to Sophia. Rachel and Owen stood in the doorway, mouths agape, unable to make a sound. Owen held up one finger to the girls and made a quick trip to the kitchen, returning with two glasses of wine. "Well, what do you think?" asked Sophia.